And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, here's a couple of right old bandits. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
You don't need to know why the glory of Droitwich is so funny, but anyway, this is The Addicts. Viva la Revolution!
Come out of the hole, come out of the woodwork, come into the fold. Devils and fighters are like to kill. Now with the bandits, stop on the hill. Open your windows, open your doors. Open your mind to a freedom of thought.
Viva la revolution. Viva la revolution. Viva la revolution. Viva la revolution.
Raise our voices, raise our flag. Smash the symbols on the life we've had. Look at the future, look at the stream. Love it all, hope stand like in the dream. That's in the streets at the carnival. Celebrate the victory now. Drink the wine from the rich man's cask. This revolution won't be the last.
Viva la revolution. Viva la revolution.
You're listening to DeZorro's underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I said DeZorro's then. I realised I didn't say it very clearly. That was The Addicts and Viva La Revolution. That was some Ipswich glam punk from a band originally UK 82 band. Still going strong, Tony.
Oh, excellent.
What is The Addicts' website?
Theaddicts.co.uk.
Theaddicts.net. And it's theaddicts.net. Very, very easily recognisable, The Addicts. They dress up basically as the Droogs from A Clockwork Orange, and they have a huge following around the world, particularly in the States. Very, very big in the States. And that track is taken from a new cherry red box set called Burning Britain, which we are now in the second week of featuring. We'll be featuring it 4 weeks in a row. And this week, Tony, we're doing two songs from the compilation at the start from disc two, and two songs from the compilation at the end from disc two. So, in other words, we are bookended by UK 82.
Excellent.
Which means we have five new songs in the middle.
Ooh.
Although one of them is an old song, but it's a new song, but you'll see why when we play it. And that's song five. We're miles away from there. Burning Britain is another one of Cherry Red's superb compilations. This isn't a case of us just being after the sort of the marketing and advertising for it. They bring out great things, and when they do, I ask them if I can have them, and they send them to me and we play them. That's what happens, isn't it?
Yeah, we don't. We certainly don't get any kickbacks or anything.
Sadly not.
Sadly not.
It does mean that when we do one of these CD features, which are completely justified, what with there being over 100 tracks on the 4CD box set, including extensive liner notes and lots of information about each band, as well as a fantastic write-up.
Lovely.
This is all from memory. This is what I think. I'm not reading this out. But it also means that we do get a bit of a backlog, because we play three or four tracks per disc off it, and then so we are building up a backlog of music, which means that it's just going to be full on for the next 2 months with this stuff and what happens after, including some great albums coming up, including the new album from Wonk Unit, Tony, which is quite fantastic.
Beautiful.
We might have a track on that on next week's show. Right, now, I was going to do a joke here, but I ain't got time, and I was going to talk about also, I've actually got written down here, Royal Baby, Burning Britain, St. George. Let's hope the Royal Baby was next to Burning Britain. We've already mentioned Burning Britain. I'll maybe talk about the Royal Baby later on in the show, because that counts as last week, because it has happened in the past.
Yes.
It is St. George's Day, which seems a brilliant time to be playing a load of punk rock.
Does.
So let's crack on. Now, we had some UK 82 punk from Ipswich there. Now something from Warminster. And one of the things that we mentioned on last week's show was that whereas the first round of punk rock was very much based around London and Manchester, the second wave of it was all these little towns and less fashionable places from around and about England and beyond, including Warminster, Tony, which there was quite a Warminster scene. And the first band we're going to play now were from that scene, and they're called the A-Heads, Tony. They are on disc two of the Burning Britain compilation. And they were formed on Bonfire Night in 1980.
Lovely.
And I think they might still be going. Or we've reformed and what have you, because they've certainly got a current Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/aheads1980.
I knew there was no way you'd ever get that.
No.
facebook.com/WessexAheads, because Warminster is in the ancient part of England known as Wessex. Warminster now, I think it's Wiltshire now.
Right.
Wiltshire or Somerset, one of the two. Wiltshire, I think. I'm not absolutely sure, though. Doesn't really matter. The point is, this is a great song coming up. It's Paulie B Internet 2, Tony Neil, and this is, I know how it feels, Dying Man.
Cause it all
You're listening to the Spy Tones underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
So the next five songs are current.
Right.
If that makes sense. If you're wondering why I was so excited in the first section, I meant to mention my current state of dress, Tony, which is I've been in my fleece this afternoon because it hasn't been as hot as it has been recently.
Hmm.
And then just when the show had started, I thought, God, this is a bit hot. And I've taken it off. And I'm now, ladies and gents out there in sexy punky land, I'm now topless.
Wow.
Yeah. That's right. I am topless and I smell a bit earthy.
Hmm.
I am topless and earthy, Tony. Never mind the glory of Droitwich. What about the glory of me right now? Topless and earthy. Tony.
Yes.
Have you got any Facebook comments?
I do.
Brilliant. That means it must be time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
You sound stunned.
I don't know what to say. Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do pop along to our page, leave us a comment, do get in touch. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Just search Punky Radio. There's only one of us, so you can find us.
In that respect, we're like Highlander.
Exactly. And we will keep going until we are the only one left.
I think we will. I think we will be the last thing on the radio before everything is switched off.
It is our 13th year this year, isn't it? But
oh,
anyway.
God. Jesus.
Yeah.
Crack on.
Two comments this week. First up, Joseph Sir Borg's been in touch.
I love Sir Borg. Hello, Joe.
Just to say, great playlist.
It was a great playlist last week. It is always, of course, but I didn't think it was particularly good last week, matched only by this week's show.
Hmm. He does always like to comment when he particularly likes the show, so thanks, Joe, for getting in touch.
And he's not far from Fishtown.
Fishtown.
Which is a long, old reference.
Is that Philadelphia way?
It is.
Yeah.
Fishtown's a part of Philly, isn't it? And it was the mediocre show that we ended up with a line about it.
One-way ticket to Fishtown.
The one-way ticket to Fishtown.
Yeah.
On the one-way ticket to Fishtown. Yeah, you need to go back at least a decade of our shows to get that.
At least.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crash Induction's been in touch.
Hello, Crash Induction.
But not the one we know.
Band-centric.
Yeah, it's not the one. Not the usual. It's normally Iron Mike, of course.
Oh.
But it's not. They say, the anticipation for Tony's international gig guide last week was almost too much for me. Not once, not twice, but three times we got to hear Tony pronounce Leighton Buzzard. And that's from Psycho Mart, from Crash Induction.
Psycho Mart. I didn't think when you said it wasn't Iron Mike that it might have been Copper Dave or something. But it's Psycho Mark, forever now known as Copper Dave.
There you go. Thank you.
Oh, the glory of my topless.
Really?
State, Tony, yeah. Oh, I'm loving it.
Topless and earthy.
Topless and earthy.
Yeah.
the phrases are coming out. The glory of Droitwich. So that concludes.
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
I think I should get topless more often, Tony. It puts me in a great mood. If you'd like to see photographs of me topless, simply don't ask.
Hmm.
Right, we're going to play two songs in a row now, Tony.
Okay.
Two bands, very current. Stay tuned for the Raging Nathans. But first up, a band, and again, we're keeping going with the slightly more obscure, not as fashionable places. This is some Folkestone garage happiness coming up here, Tony.
Ooh.
A man called the Jack Cades that we haven't played on the show before. They've got a new album out right now, and you can find out more about them via their Bandcamp page, which is
jackcades.bandcamp.com.
It's the jackcades.bandcamp.com. I'm so sorry, Tony. Jack Cades is J-A-C-K-C-A-D-E-S, and Jack Cade, if you were interested when I looked him up, Jack Cade was someone who attempted a revolution in the UK in, I believe, 1450.
Right.
Which, as we all know, is about 10 to 3. Now, you're not going to get people to revolt after lunch.
You're certainly not.
For the simple reason that there was a phrase from, I can never remember whether it was Cobden or Cobbett in the 19th century, which was like, you can't agitate a man on an empty stomach. I have managed to mix up history quite bizarrely there, and I think we should get on with this track.
Okay.
Get a life. You're listening to the Dustophonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Raging Nathans all the way from Dayton, Ohio. So we've done it again. We've been in the UK for the first three songs and we went to the States. We didn't go somewhere cool. We went to Dayton, Ohio for the Raging Nathans. I'm not saying it's not cool, you know what I mean. For the Raging Nathans, who are very good friends with Wonk Unit, who we've already mentioned on the show. And they've got a new album out right now. And you can find out more about them via their Facebook page, Tony, which is
facebook.com/ The Raging Nathans.
It is indeed Raging. It's TheRaginNathans. facebook.com/ The Raging Nathans. Tony 1, Paulie B. Internet 3, and I think it's very likely we will play another track from that album in the coming weeks. And hello to the Raging Nathans, whether you're listening or not. I'm very glad you're alive.
Excellent.
Right. Did you do anything last week?
I don't know. We had more sanding action. We were sanding the floors still, and then we started varnishing them now. That was mostly it. Working, sanding the floors, and then we've got Steph's mum came over, so she's over as we speak.
Right.
And that's it, really.
So are the floors done now?
They are sanded.
Right,
and one part of them has one coat of varnish on it, but we had to kind of down tools just to, had visitors, and then we're going to crack on at the end of the week and finish it off.
But at least the sanding is done.
Sanding is done.
Excellent.
I'm pleased to report.
My friend Joe put some floors down last week, and she did her own skirting boards and found out that she is very, very allergic to skirting board dust.
Oh.
I think it's pine dust, and so she has to. I did suggest wearing a mask, but some people just don't listen.
They don't.
I didn't say what sort of mask. Yeah. Wear one of those clown masks while you're doing it.
Yeah, why not?
It's like clowns fixing skirting boards. That could be a new feature. If you've got a clown mask and you've got some skirting boards to fix, why not take a photo, send it to paulieb@punkyradio.com, just for my own delectation. Feel free to be topless. Topless clowns fixing skirting boards, Tony. That is a specialist magazine waiting to happen. It's an online website. You've got the tools.
I'm surprised it's not been done
yet.
Mm.
If we got it filmed in a certain town in the West Midlands, it could actually be the glory of Droitwich. Could be topless clowns fixing skirting boards.
Niche.
Oh, it is niche.
It is niche.
Yeah. If you're in the Droitwich area and have a car that the doors fall off every time you get to traffic lights and the horn goes, then please do get in touch. So there's been a royal baby, Tony.
Yes, apparently so.
How do you feel about that? You're not much of a royalist, are you?
I don't mind them. I'm never. Yeah, they're all right. I quite like the Queen. She's all right. I like Harry.
Right.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Well, you know, this royal baby, I'm absolutely fine about it. Absolutely fine about the BBC going nuts about it. But the weather forecast, the lunchtime BBC weather forecast, was interrupted. Interrupted, Tony, by the official announcement of the royal baby, which was basically someone putting an easel up with a note on it on the edge of Buckingham Palace. Thus, as far as the BBC are concerned, the royal baby is more important than the weather.
Yep.
I find that hard to believe. In a nation of people obsessed with the weather, they're suggesting we actually are more into the royal family than the weather.
It's crazy, isn't it?
It's St. George's Day today, Tone. Did you do anything to celebrate?
I went to work. Because that's what we have to do.
I'm going to be in a page 3 stunner.
Topless and earthy.
Exactly. You went to work, did you? I am going to go out tonight. Well, I've had a couple of pints of... I've had a couple of cans of bitter today. English bitter.
Okay.
Which is what we do exceptionally well. And I am going to go out tonight after we finish making the show, and I am going to have a pint of English wheel ale. It's not as good as what everyone gets up to on St. Patrick's Day, but frankly, I've hardly heard a mention of St. George's Day today.
There's a parade in town.
They actually do one of the biggest parades in Nottingham in the country.
It's the biggest flag as well, isn't it? I'm sure I heard someone mention something about it, yeah.
Which is fabulous.
Yeah.
I just didn't feel I could go down there topless.
You probably could. You probably could. But not earthy. They might reject your earthiness.
Yeah, I'd have put some antiperspirant under my arm.
You'd have been fine then.
Before I went there. Yeah, I know, I've messed up there. But yeah, but you don't hear much, do you? There's not much on the English media, I suppose it's the British media. But they go on about St. Patrick's Day. I think they should go on about St. George's Day a bit more. And indeed, St. David's Day and St. Andrew's Day. And I've said my piece.
There you go.
Last week, by the way, I went to London on Wednesday. I went and got the train down and I got pissed, and then I came back on the train. I actually never left the station because I had to go and meet some people at St. Pancras Hotel, which is in St. Pancras Station. So I basically went from one railway station to another railway station, got pissed and got the train home again. Brilliant.
Ah, so your big secret meeting was basically you getting pissed?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I still can't give you the outcome of the big secret meeting because I don't know, but there will be information about it probably in a fortnight.
Ooh.
And then on Thursday, I went to what had been a formerly stately home and now is now a conference centre in North Notts, between Nottingham and Southwell.
Southwell?
Called Cockcliffe House. Southwell, Tony.
Uh-huh.
It's Southcliffe. It's only the racetrack that's called Southwell. The locals call it Southwell.
Uh-huh.
I found that out when I lived in Mansfield. You should know that.
Oh, the locals call it Southwell. Everyone else in the country calls it Southwell. But that's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, the locals call it Southwell. The only people that call it Southwell, the racetrack is called Southwell to distinguish itself from Southwell. I'm not getting into this now.
Okay.
But yeah, that's not the important thing. Speaking of names, the place is called Cockcliffe House, Tony.
Lovely.
It's been called Cockcliffe House for 400 years. Have you heard of Cockcliffe House?
I don't think I have.
No, because it hasn't got much of an internet presence. Do you know why?
Why is that?
Because every time people type in Cockcliffe, it goes somewhere else. And Cockcliffe House are really struggling with it, and they're really trying to get the name out there, but they simply don't know how to do it, because they can't change the name. It's been called Cockcliffe House for 400 years. But every time you get an email from Cockcliffe House, it goes in your spam folder, or goes, alert, alert, rude language, not safe for work, Cockcliffe House, not having it. So yeah, I went there. It's really nice.
Good. Excellent.
Nice. In nice grounds. And there was a farm next to it, and they were burning stuff. And the person that I was there with, well, there were loads of people there, but one of the people I was there with that I was talking to is from Slovakia. And she said, is it legal to, can you just burn stuff in this country? I went, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, pretty much.
We seem to.
Yeah.
I know my neighbour was burning soap. Yes, I need to crack on, Tone. Got a great, great song coming up now. A band called Pop Tone, which have risen like a phoenix from the ashes from the former bands Bauhaus, Tones on Tail and Love and Rockets. And they've got back together to do a kind of retrospective of mainly Love and Rockets and Tones on Tail, but the odd Bauhaus track as well. They brought out an album that features mostly Tones on Tail and Love and Rockets stuff, but they've also done an absolutely brilliant Elvis Presley cover version that we're going to cover right now. This is effectively the equivalent of Bauhaus doing Elvis.
Cool.
Right, it isn't, but you know what I mean. Now, the main guys in the band were originally from Northants. So again, Northampton, again, not that trendy, but they have relocated to Los Angeles. But it does mean the first half of the show, we've had Ipswich, Warminster, Folkestone, Dayton, Ohio, and Northants, so not bad. What is Poptone's website?
Poptoneband.com.
PopToneTheBand.com, Tony. Oh. So close. Poorly Be Internet 4, Tony 1. And this is the quite marvellous Heartbreak Hotel.
Yeah.
You're listening to Mullet Monster Matthew underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I didn't realise that last section was quite a long bit, but I hope it was worth it. And that song, man, it's a really, really good album, this Pop Tone album. But I have picked that track. That is the lead track off it. But I just like that so much. It's such a good take on Heartbreak Hotel that I just wanted to play it. And also, I love Bauhaus.
Excellent.
I like Elvis, so it's great. Now, just before you do the gig guide, I assume you have a gig.
I do.
I do want to mention just one last thing about last week. When I did leave the station, Tony, I did leave St Pancras Station last week because I went over the road to Burger King just before I got the train back. And I got, I don't know what, I got a very, very big sandwich. I think it was a double bacon whopper. They are advertising double burger with 8 bits of bacon on it. I don't think it was that, but anyway, it was massive.
Lovely.
And tasty.
Good.
That's as much as I can remember. So, anyway, I enjoyed it very much on the train, but I don't know what it was. I can't remember. Tony, do you have a gig for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Topless and earthy. Oh, yeah.
Yes, thanks for gigs. If any gigs, don't forget to do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where they're playing, how much is it to watch them play. It is international, doesn't have to be in the UK, but this week is. So, in lieu of anybody emailing me, I found a gig. So, Wong Unit's on tour. As you have mentioned, they've got a new album out called Terror.
It's really good.
Yeah, and I think they're going to be touring most of the year, but they've started off their UK tour last week, and they're in Nottingham this week.
Oh, brilliant! I can't go, can I? Yeah,
right, yeah. It's this Saturday night at the Maze, obviously supported by the Raging Nathans.
Oh, which is very handy.
Yes. Do check them out if you can, but if you can't, they're playing every night. So we recorded this on 23rd, but on the 24th they're in Inverness, 25th Workington Lounge, 26th Sunderland, 28th Stamford, and 29th Grimsby. If you are in any of those areas, so check out their Facebook page, facebook.com/wonkunit, and check them out. But they're playing all over, they're all over Shant this year, so
they're all over Shant, Tony.
Do check them out. Yeah. If you can,
they are brilliant. If you get the chance, go and see them.
Yeah,
the event we saw them at the Maze, possibly the last time they were there, or I did anyway.
I did. I was there. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were great.
I was the guy with glasses, short hair, looked a bit geeky.
Yeah. All right.
Sometimes I get confused with Aid Edmondson.
Do you?
A few times. I'm not confused.
He's in Star Wars.
He is in Star Wars.
What's that all about?
I don't know. And not just a little bit. A lot.
Anyway. Yeah, that's yet another reason why the Disneyfication of Star Wars is not sitting that comfortably with me.
Right, okay.
What we need is a well-known slapstick comedian on the bridge of whatever the latest Destroyer or Death Star they're throwing out there.
Hmm. Very odd.
Very bizarre. Yeah. All right, so that's it.
Yep.
So that concludes
Tony's International Geek Guide.
The glory of Droid Witch.
Murphy.
Two songs in a row. Two songs in a row now. I'm having too much fun this week.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for Monkey. I love saying that. But first up, a band. Now, I'm not sure. Oh, now, we never mentioned the Twitter exchange with Gravis. Did we?
Do you mean
we never mentioned it, did we? You might remember that there's a band that are officially now called Gravis that thought they were called Graves, because you said that the extra V, it probably doesn't mean anything, it's Graves.
Yeah.
We had an exchange with them, didn't we? On Twitter.
We did, yeah. And they agreed that actually it's pronounced Graves.
Well, it's like they agreed. It's like it's their band. Yep. They said no, it is pronounced Graves, and I went and I just said, no, it's not. And they were forced to concede that if they had the same success as the band I famously called Kasabian, then they'd take it.
Yep.
So right now they might be called Graves, but if they get well known, they are officially going to start being called Gravis.
Fair enough, really.
Quite pleased about that. So anyway, the reason I say that is The next band we're going to play come from South Stockholm, Tony. A little bit of indie punk all the way from South Stockholm. This is their latest single. A band that I don't know whether they're called Nash or Kunash, but it's all in capital letters, so it might be Nash! But anyway, I think they're called Nash. If they know different, get in touch. What I want to know is, Tony, what's their website?
Nashband.com.
Nashofficial.com. KNASHOFFICIAL 5-1, Tony. Paul of the Internet 5, Tony 1. The other side of this latest single that's out is really, really good as well. And we may play that as well in a few weeks' time. Anyway, I say stay tuned for Monkey, but this is Lame.
With an evil mind, I'm just sitting around.
You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Monkey, and who are San Francisco third wave ska tone, and a track called Hitchin' a Ride, which isn't to be confused with the song Hitchin' a Ride, which was a hit for someone or other in the 60s, which quite frankly is a bit pants. What is Monkey's Reverb Nation page?
ReverbNation.com/monkeyband.
Oh, nearly. ReverbNation.com/monkeyscar. They're actually quite hard to track down because they're called Monkey. And if you type in Monkey Scar, then you get bands called Monkey Scar. And the association of Monkey with ska music, I think, is Dave and Ansel Collins, slightly slower than ska, more like reggae, Monkey Barrel. I think it was Dave and Ansel Collins, wasn't it?
I have no idea.
Monkey Spanner, sorry.
Right.
Not to be confused with Double Barrel. I am getting that. I think Marv was a fan of Dave and Ansel Collins. Anyway, that's a very nice track off a new album that's out now. When you go on their Reverb Nation page, Tony, you find out something about them being in the top 10 something or other in Cupertino, California. Now, I'd never heard of Cupertino. But imagine you have, because you went to San Jose, and Cupertino is near to San Jose.
I think I've seen it written down somewhere, yeah.
Yeah, I laughed when I saw it, because even though it is pronounced Cupertino, I checked, it looks exactly like cup of tea. No. You can find out more about them at ReverbNation.com/monkey. Scott, also another thing that I just remembered, Tony, is last week's gig of the week was to see the Witch Doctors in Corby. That is right. And I told Steve about it at the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
And said, why don't we go down there? And then I had to pull out. I couldn't go. But he went anyway and said they were nothing short of brilliant.
It did look a cracking night. Yeah.
He said he had a great time.
Oh, good.
Which just wound me up even more, because I ended up not being able to go for reasons that I'm not about to divulge right now. Are you doing anything this week?
Don't think so. Probably finishing off the varnishing, and it's getting busier and busier at work, and that's what I'm doing. I think we're going away late May, so it's the usual case of busy going away. What are you up to?
You do work hard and play hard.
We do.
I work soft and play soft these days, Tony. I don't really do much of either. This Saturday, I'll be in Oslo for the latest instalment of the Oslo Comedy Club. And this week, I'm taking over two very good stand-up comics called Ignacio Lopez and Ben van der Velde. If you are in the Oslo area, you'd like to come on to the show, it's at Horgan's on Hegdehaugsveien. And the show starts at 8 o'clock. You can get advance tickets via the website oslocomedyclubs.wordpress.com. That sounded almost like I knew what I was doing. When you see it on the night, I'm going to confuse the Norwegians massively this weekend, because I've got a load of material about the Commonwealth Games.
Right, okay.
But anyway, it'll be great if you can get along. That's really, everything I'm doing is leading up to that this week.
Okay.
So we might actually be able to have a slightly shorter section here and crack on with the next track, unless there's anything you'd like to add.
Nope.
All right then. Next track, we're back now. The last two songs this week, we're back into the Burning Britain retrospective of UK 82 Punk, which is a 4CD box set via Cherry Red Records, and is truly fantastic. It's cherryred.co.uk, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, and you can find out more about it there. It's absolutely brilliant. The band we're going to play now, a band called Icon AD, Tony, Leeds Anarcho Punk, that I couldn't find out much about, but you can get an idea. There's no point us actually trying to do this in terms of guessing website.
Fair enough.
You can find out a bit about them via overgroundrecords.co.uk/artist/icon-a-d. overgroundrecords.co.uk/artist/icon-a-d. So we can't have the point there, so it remains Paulie the Internet 6, Tony 1, doesn't it?
That's fair enough.
Well, it is fair enough, Tony. I mean, it's what's happened.
Yeah.
I realise you're down about it, but all I can say is, Tony, face the facts.
Thank you.
you're listening to the Fuselies underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Icon AD and a track called Face the Facts, and we've got one last track off Burning Britain this week, but we'll be back with some songs from Disc 3 next week. Have you got a twat?
No.
Oh dear.
Yes. Don't forget, I haven't got one this week, so if you do have a twat for me, don't forget, do email me tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It is that simple. Or twat seed with thanks. Cannot do the feature without you. So if you do come across a twat or you see one on the news, let me know, and we'll do it on the show.
We love your twats. Please do get in touch with Tony if you have one. However, Tony, you are going to do a big push on something else.
Yes. So we once a month, once every couple of months, we mention it. iTunes. If you are on an Apple device or you listen via that way, an Apple iTunes review does help us out quite massively. There's an iTunes chart. It has strange inner workings that no one seems to understand. It's a bit voodoo.
It is a bit voodoo.
But one thing that does help is reviews. Not many podcasts do get reviews, so if you can review us, it helps move up the featured rankings of iTunes. And it costs you nothing.
That was rankings, wasn't it?
It was rankings. The earthiness of our rankings. Yeah, if you can do it, it'd be great. Easiest way to do it would be go to punkyradio.com, and there is an iTunes link. Near that, it will take you to the iTunes music store, where you can review us. 5 stars only, obviously, and we'll read them out. If you're not in the UK or the US, if you email me your review, we'll feature on the show, or you can give me the 2-letter ISO code and I'll feature it. But we tend to see the UK and US ones quite easily. There are a couple I've got saved up to read out, so I will put them together and read them out in a week or so. So if you can,
I'm looking forward to hearing them, Tony.
They're always good to hear, and they're always 5 stars, obviously.
Yeah. Yes, they are.
5 stars or go home.
5 stars or go home. That's it. And we do really appreciate you doing it. So if you are on an Apple device and you haven't done it yet, please do leave a review for us. It makes a big difference to us. If we move up the chart, more people hear the show and more people hear the music. That's why we ask about it. One last track this week, Tony. Band called Mayhem. Okay. All the way from Southport, so we're back to the less than fashionable places of the UK. But I should remind you that Paris, the redevelopment of Paris by Napoleon Bonaparte, was based on Southport, a place he used to go on holiday, which I find amazing.
Lovely.
Yeah. This track came out, it was on their first album, came out in 1982. They were all done by 1985. There's loads of bands called Mayhem. None of them are this one. I can't find much about them at all. So good luck. If you want to try and find out more about Mayhem, then go online, type in Mayhem Punk, Mayhem whatever, Mayhem this and that. It helps if you do Mayhem 1982, I'll say that. Or Mayhem UK 82. So no point there again, Tony. So how's that ended up then?
5-1, I think.
It has ended up 5-1 because you couldn't do the last two, could we? That's a shame. It would have given you the chance to get back in it, but hey, I'll tell you what, I'll just give you 2 points for that.
All right.
Let's make it 5-3, something like that. Yeah. It'll be fine. This is Dog's Body.
This is my-
that's about the size of it for this week. I hope you have enjoyed listening as much as we've enjoyed talking. I have enjoyed talking this week, though.
You have.
I hope to see a few of you in Oslo this Saturday. And also, I might get the chance to drop into the Duke's Arms before the week's out.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
You had to be prompted there. So maybe I'll see one or two of you down there as well. Just before we go, Tony, I have written a poem that sums up my actions during the show.
Okay.
I am topless and earthy in the glory of Droitwich. A clown's fixed my skirting and I've had a big sandwich. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo, a poo.
But you can't. But you can't. Yeah.